when there's nothing left to do but just depend on you. Yet many kneel to give you praise.
And when we call upon your name, strength through our weakness to serve, we can know the Master's plan, extend the Master's hand when we come.
Seems to be raising up young people all over the place that are willing to serve him. And I tell you, I believe a lot of young people is realizing that that old world out there ain't what it's cracked up to be. And they're looking for something real. They're looking for something that's honest and not hypocritical. Something that they can go to sleep with and go to school with. And they've come to the right place to find it tonight, gathered here with God's people. I want to make an announcement right quick, and then we want you to get ready to, we're going to quote our Bible verse again. That is, if I can find that announcement I had. This brother over here. They're going to be starting youth rallies in Campobello, South Carolina, like this one. Parkway Baptist Youth Rally. The first one is May 9th, 1987. Pastor Brother John Smith over here. And all of you put that down on your calendars. And I thought while we was here tonight, we'll go ahead and schedule our next youth rally here. And we're praying about May the 2nd on Saturday night. So you might want to put that date down on your calendar. We'll have another one of these youth rallies. We'll have some more churches coming in and being with us and maybe getting young people together and getting them fired up for the glory of God. May the 2nd. And we'll do just like we did tonight. So put that down, preachers. And if you can, that'll be a week before their meeting. And so please pray about that and pray for the meeting down in Campobello, South Carolina. Now, let's try our Bible verse and song again right quick. Our youth choir's coming, and then we're going to look in the Word of God just a very few minutes and bring you a thought. Bible verse first. Ready? James 4, 7.
Submit yourself therefore to God, who is the devil, and his will.
Now, if you haven't learned it yet, and you're just kind of sitting back there saying, well, everybody knows it but me, and I just won't get in on it this time. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist them, and he will flee from you. Okay? Here we go. James
4, 7. Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Very good. Now, let's do our song now. Sing when I point at you. Hallelujah. Here we go. Real loud now. Ready?
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Louder this time,
hallelujah.
Louder. Here we go. Man, hallelujah. Come on, youth choir, right now. All of youth choir, come on, right quickly. One of the greatest things in the world, seeing a young person get saved. You know, and a lot of times we don't really take it seriously. You know, well, you know, little kid there. We really make a big deal when an older person gets saved, and it is wonderful. But I want to tell you something. God, when he saves a young person, if they live for him, don't only save their soul, but saves their life. And they're saved from a life of sin. They don't live for the devil all them years, then get into glory at the last minute. They spend a life for Jesus. And as most of you know, the Holy Ghost honored us at our camp last year over in Mason City and moved on a group of young people like I've never saw it since I got saved. The revival I got saved in was a touch like this. I'd like to play that tape for y'all tonight if we had time. We had 10, 11-year-old kids sitting on the front pews and at the bawling. I mean bawling uncontrollably. I never saw anything like it. 17 young people got saved that night. About 40 rededicated their life, and got, some of them been on fire for God and never been the same since. And I'm here to tell you, preachers, that's the answer. One touch of the Holy Ghost of God will do more than all of our programs we could possibly put on. That's the answer. That's it. The Holy Ghost of God moving on their heart. They'll never get over it. And we want these kids to tell you about when they got saved. I want you to let your mind go back to when you got saved. And I tell you, this is a blessing. It's a victory for Jesus Christ. A lot of them don't even have parents that go to church. Didn't even know about God. They came here to church. Somebody cared. Taught them about the Lord. It was the amazing grace of God that got me. No telling where I'd have been tonight if the Lord hadn't touched me. You listen carefully. We don't have no program we have to buy here tonight. God starts speaking to your heart. You need to get up here on this altar and get it right. Now's the time to do it. Up here, down here, anywhere. Get it right. Let's settle it tonight.
I'd like to thank the Lord for saving me, what He did for me at camp this year. I was one of the first ones to hit the altar at camp this summer. And I guess I can honestly say that's the first time I really ever felt the Lord. And He really did something for all of us at camp. And I haven't been the Christian I should be, and I guess if anybody needed this youth rally, not me. And I just want you to pray for the teenagers that will do what the Lord would have us do.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now
that's what God can do for a junior, sophomore in high school, brother. Turn him around.
Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear. The I first believed.
1983, 1986, 1985.
June 1978, and I sure am glad God saved me from the pits of hell.
April 1980, 1985, 1986,
August 15th, 1984, May 18th, 1983, April 1978, 1985, June 6th, 1982, 1979, April 1976, May 25th, 1985, May 3rd, 1983, thank God I'm covered by the blood, May the 6th, 1983, 1981, 1981, 1985, 1981, November 1966.
God for salvation.
August 1985.
January 5th, 1986. I'm glad I'm saved.
Yeah. May 1986.
1968.
April 28th, 1981. 10 o'clock at night.
August 16th, 1982, 1984, 1984, 1983, 1984, 1986, 1982, December 1st.
Hallelujah. Go ahead.
1982. August 22nd, 1979.
By the grace of God, that these young folk, a lot of them carrying their Bibles to school, telling people about Jesus. Got a young lady up here that I heard not long ago, took a stand for me in this church and standing up for us. And somebody throwed a glass of lemonade on her. There's a price to pay. She picked up her glass of lemonade. Look back at this girl and said, here's another, and you want to throw it? That's a blessing. That's a blessing. That'll make you feel backslid, won't it? That's a blessing. Because of that, a lot of these have a desire to serve the Lord, and a lot of people like for them to sing this song. We'll sing it, and it'll be the last one tonight. It's my desire to live for Jesus. If you could see where he brought me from, I still ain't much. You ought to see me before he got me. Part-time hippie on my way to hell. 18 years old, without hope, without God. Then you'd know why I don't care to be called a fanatic. Because of what he done for. while these are over here praying tonight, before I came down here to the service tonight, I was at the funeral home with Scott's family. Scott Lyon, who just killed Arek up here on 221 North the night before last. Many of you saw it in the paper. 15 years old. Drunk driver hit him, killed him. I was at the hospital a few hours after that. Be preaching his funeral here tomorrow evening at 3 o'clock. You know what's going to make it easier on that family? Teenagers, listen to me. Scott walked the aisle up there in the old building last summer. He did, he did. He got saved. He sung with some up here in this youth choir. That's all they are to live for. 15 years old in perfect health. On his way to check out the basketball court up here at the community building to see if the snow was enough to play. Death came. It's like that. And I want to say to every young person here tonight, you don't know how long you've got. God's tugging at your heart tonight. You ought to just get out of your seat and do just what these kids done over here tonight. Get down here and get your life right with the Lord Jesus Christ. There's some young people here that loves you. There's teenagers here that'll help you and be an encouragement to you. But you're holding back on God. Many of you, you're sitting here tonight and you used to serve God. But the crown has fallen. You're no longer able to smile and have a testimony. Seem like it's just gone away. The joy is gone. The power is gone. The victory is gone. It seems like you just stay in a turmoil all the time. You ain't learned to say no. Just the crowd just does anything with you. Just whoever comes along. Yeah, I'll go with you. Come on. You've never really planted your feet down and took a stand for God. You say, well, Brother Danny, they'll laugh at me. They laughed at me. I was 18 years old. My friends made fun of me. They said it wouldn't last. I know what you're talking about. God gave me about 10,000 times more friends than I lost that'll stand by me and be good to me. It's a whole lot better to take his stand for God. I can see all over this creation that God's speaking to some young people's hearts. God would like to tear our hearts out tonight, send you back to your churches or your school, and let you be on fire for the glory of God and see the Lord use you in these last days. We're going to sing that last verse again. Maybe some of you parents could help these kids pray. Maybe some from your church come. You want to get on here? Let's get it right with God tonight. Let's leave here a bunch of different bunch of people than we were when we came. Some of you been cussing at school, been hanging around with the wrong crowd, or doing something that ain't right. Now's the time to get it settled. Just get on out of your seat and come right now. Let's let God speak to our hearts tonight. Whoever, you know some of these kids, why don't you come pray with them? Let God use you to help them tonight. That's right. Go ahead, girls. Sing this second verse again. Let God speak to your heart tonight. That's right. Come on. Come on right now. If you don't know you're saved, come on. Come on. Man, that's right. Just keep coming. Come on. Let God speak to your heart tonight. Let the Holy Ghost move on you tonight and do a work in your heart. How about it, teenagers? How about it, young man, young lady? Let God speak to your heart tonight. It'll be too late one of these days. Time will be over and it'll all be done. Now's the time to take your stand. That's right. Come on, girls. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of God. Come on to Jesus right now. Hallelujah. That's right. Just come on to God. You mamas and daddies, pray with, help us, some of you adults, pray with all these kids. Ask them, are they saved? Hey.
Thank you. There's room over here. You can come get down on your knees. Make an altar up here tonight. Get it settled. Get it settled. Get it settled. That's right. Yes. Amen. Amen. Maybe ask some of them if they say, Brother Gene, maybe some of you pray with them. Make sure every one of them knows they're right with God before they get up. Amen. It's my desire. Tomorrow might be too late. Come on, just get out of your seat. Come on, just come on, Jesus. Some of you still holding back. Amen. That's right, girls. Pray the Lord, get it right. Get it right. Get it right. Get it right. Get it right tonight. Hallelujah. Well, bless his name. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I believe that while these young people are praying, you, some of you here tonight, you are in the best opportunity you've ever been in to get saved. Here's all these people praying around you, and all you have to do is just get out of your seat, walk down here and get down on your knees, get it settled for time and eternity. You say, well, Brother Danny, I don't understand how to get saved. If you'll come down here, somebody will show you how to get saved, and you can go to heaven when you die. You can go to heaven when Jesus comes. You don't have to go to hell. You don't have to follow the crowd and wind up where they're all going to wind up one of these days. Your friends are leading you the wrong way. The majority's going to hell. It's time that you made your mind up. I'm going to stand for Jesus. We're going to sing that chorus one more time. If God's speaking to your heart, maybe you're a mom or a dad. You say, I need to get my life right with God. Some still coming. Let God speak to your heart. Let's sing that chorus again. Ready? Just get out of your seat. Come on. That's right. Settle. Just get out of your seat. Come on right now. Don't be ashamed. Get up. Get up right now. Come on. Just get out of your seat. Come right now. Come on. Come on to Jesus. You can do it tonight. You can do it tonight. Here comes another young man over here. Somebody come pray with him. Let God speak to your heart tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more time. One more time. Amen. Come on. Come on. Come on. Just get out of your seat and come tonight. Oh, blessed be the name of God. He's still on the throne tonight. He's still saving souls. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It's a blessing. Somebody pray with this young man. Come in here. Amen. Pray with that boy. Come on, son. Just keep praying. Keep coming.
I felt like the Lord wanted me to come up here and say what was on my heart tonight. And, you know, I was, when I first turned a teenager, I thought,